And on the 5th of May in 1862, Mexico repelled the French forces of Napoleon III at the Battle of Puebla. The battle didn't end the war, but became a symbol of resistance to foreign domination and is now celebrated as a national holiday, Cinco de Mayo. Well, to tell us more is Benjamin Smith, Professor of Latin American History at the University of Warwick. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have I pronounced any of that correctly?
A bit more or less.
That's very diplomatic of you.
It's 10 to 7. I mean, I'm probably going to pronounce half of it right myself.
So tell us about the battle.
Well, Cinco de Mayo was a battle between the Mexican forces and the French invaders that had invaded Mexico a year earlier and were trying to establish an empire in Mexico. I suppose it's pretty famous because the Mexicans were massively outnumbered, about 2 to 1, and defeated the French forces. But it is quite a strange battle to commemorate because very soon afterwards, the general, a guy called Ignacio Zaragoza, died. The French returned, beat the Mexicans in the second Battle of Puebla, and then took over Mexico and put a puppet emperor, a kind of chinless Habsburg, called Maximilian, on the throne. So it is a kind of strange because they won this battle, but then they lost the war.
So is it clear why they picked on this to celebrate?
Well, partly I think it is because of the kind of heroic nature of the battle, because they were so outnumbered by the French, and they certainly gave a bloody nose to the French. There's a kind of theory that does the rounds in Mexico that if the French hadn't been stopped at Puebla, they might have gone and joined up with the US Confederates in the Civil War. I think that's fairly dubious. Basically, the most important reason why it was celebrated was because the Mexican dictator, a guy called Porfirio Diaz, made it a national holiday. So it's a national holiday throughout the 19th century in Mexico. The thing is, the dictator was kicked out of power in 1911, and so his holidays fell by the wayside. So as a result, Cinco de Mayo, and I'm sorry to somewhat undermine the premise of this, it's not celebrated really in Mexico. In actual fact, my wife, who is Mexican, asked me why I was on Times Radio when I said I was celebrating the Cinco de Mayo. She looked utterly confused. I think it's not even in the top 10 fiestas. Where it is celebrated, and I suppose this is the interesting thing, why it's perhaps so well known, it's celebrated in the United States by Mexican Americans, where it's become a real symbol of Mexican-American immigrant culture. It's become a kind of rival to St. Patrick's Day. And I think most importantly, and perhaps most cynically, it's a very, very good way to offload the kind of incredibly poor quality tequila that firms like Jose Cuervo ship north to their booze-hungry U.S. neighbors.
So what do they do in America, these Mexican Americans who are celebrating it today? What is it? Is it parades? Is it just drinking? What is it?
Well, certainly in areas with large Latino Mexican American population, so Texas, California, the South, Southwest, yes, there are some kind of parades and celebrations, but mostly it's in the rest of America, it's a bit like St. Paddy's Day. It's basically an opportunity to get drunk on cheap tequila and Corona, basically. So I don't think it necessarily has the resonance. And as I say, in Mexico, it's completely forgotten. I think Independence Day, Revolution Day, I was thinking even Teachers Day probably outranks Cinco de Mayo.
Fascinating. Really interesting speech to you. Thank you so much, Benjamin.
No worries.
That is Benjamin Smith. Take care as well. He is Professor of Latin American History at the University of Warwick. I love it when I learn things on this day. And that was a classic.